Hello there and hi. So it is Saturday morning and I recently just woke up and I thought I would go ahead and record a little bit of a check-in while I get my day going. I actually woke up not that recently, actually. I think I've been up for like an hour and a half, but I haven't really talked much. I do have some stuff to get to recording to a little bit later. And I am going to also be featured on a podcast, which I'll advertise a little bit later, when it's all said and done, because I always, even though like it's already been announced that I'm going to be on this podcast, I always feel funny, talking about it ahead of time because things happen, you know, things happen. I could, you know, for whatever reason, you know, from the time that I start recording, something could happen and then I end up not doing it or things get rescheduled. This has already been rescheduled like 2 months after the fact it was supposed to be recorded. So things just happen, you know. So I don't want to, you know, advertise until it's up, right? But anyway, I'll be featured on a podcast as a guest later today. So I have to kind of prep for that. Also have the community like game night that we're doing tonight over on the Discord. And that's happening 10 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a little bit, probably over an hour, hour and a half of playing some Mario Kart. We got Jackbox. So we're going to see how that all goes. It'll be my first time streaming on Discord, you know, so just for a very small audience rather than like the open public like on Twitch. So I do need to get some things squared away for that, but it should, for the most part, I think, be almost exactly like the Twitch experience when it comes to like how my setup looks and everything like that. So if you are interested in that, that's for those on the Discord tier. You get to interact with me and just hang out. And it's just, you know, kind of like a one-way thing where you hear me, everybody else is just typing through text. So, and then you can also join in. So we're going to be playing Mario Kart World on Switch 2. But if there's people who don't have World and just have Mario Kart 8, I might go ahead and do some laps in Mario Kart 8 for the original Switch. And then with Jackbox, I have the game. You just basically just go to a URL and you're able to play there. So that's a little something just in case. But until I have to record, which is like 3 hours from now, I think it's, yeah, 3 hours from now to be on that podcast, I am going to go ahead and get some chores done. So I'm going to be cleaning my apartment. I have to just like vacuum. I have to sweep and mop. Dust. I have to do laundry, but I don't think I'm going to be doing that today. I think I will push that over to tomorrow. I want to go hiking. I have been meaning to go hiking since before I went on my Christmas vacation, my break. But then just things kept happening. And then I just kept pushing it off. And then eventually I was going to go hiking. I think it was like a week or 2 weeks ago. And then it just straight up was snowing that day, so I couldn't go that day. Plus, I was just enjoying the snow. Also, do forgive me if I'm a little stuffed up. Yesterday was horrible. I haven't had like allergies in a long while, like an allergy attack. But yesterday, I don't know what it was. Just, I went to bed barely being even able to breathe. And that was really rough because I haven't had that in a while. So I might take my nasal spray in a little bit. Hope I don't sound too stuffy on the podcast. I feel like I always am a little stuffy no matter what I do. And I really do try to bypass my nose when speaking, but it's almost impossible. You know, you do hear it a little bit. There's a little resonance that happens at the top of the throat, you know. So yeah, not fun. But anyway, that's what I've got going on today. So right now I'm going to basically do my bed, vacuum, do all that fun stuff that nobody really likes to do. I actually enjoy doing chores. It doesn't bother me. Same thing like when it comes to like the laundry. I have never had any issues doing laundry in my entire life. It's always such an easy thing. It's really like cozy, but my current laundry situation is what like makes me want to end it all because it's just so annoying not having my own machine or anything like that. So fingers crossed later this year, the plan is to move, and that won't be until like way later. But to get a place where I can have my own laundry machines. Also, I'm getting way more stuffed up as I'm talking. I don't know what's up with that. Maybe one day I'll have to get this figured out because it is annoying. Anyway, yes, one day, hopefully later this year, I will have a place where I can just do my own laundry and it cannot be this whole thing where it takes hours upon hours to get it all squared away, bring it and take it and all that stuff. A little addendum to last Sunday's check-in where I was doing the laundry and then I posted on Blue Sky that I accidentally washed an entire brand new box of dryer sheets. I have only done that one time before, and there wasn't that many in that box. And so I always try to keep things separate. I try not to put it into like the laundry like hamper when I'm like taking things. But once again, that is another con of having to transport stuff, is that sometimes I'm like, well, I'll just put the detergent and the laundry, the dryer sheets in my hamper that I'm taking, right? And I have, sometimes I have a lot of laundry. Like I have like a backpack, like a laundry backpack thing that I wear. But then sometimes, especially during like times where I'm heavily going to the gym, I have a lot of gym clothes. So usually that's when I have to use the hamper. And so I was carrying stuff in there. And then I got distracted because there was like hardly any machines. And so I got kind of annoyed. And so I just like tossed the laundry in there from the hamper. I took the detergent out, but I'm thinking the dryer sheets just got like mixed up in the clothes as I was taking them and it wasn't apparent. So then when I opened it up, when I finished that wash, it literally just looked like nothing but dryer sheets. I was like, is there even clothes in here? This is a majority dryer sheets. So yeah, that was my last laundry adventure. Not looking forward to it. Anyway, going to be moving that over to tomorrow, I think. Although, as mentioned, I do want to go hiking. So I don't know. I might end up doing it tonight. So that way I can make time to go hiking. I've been wanting to do this hike for the longest time. And I really want to go out and enjoy a little bit of fresh air. So we'll see what ends up happening. But anyway, again, if you guys are interested, I will have that community night tonight for those on the Discord tier. So if you are in that, or if you are interested, then I will see you then. Again, that's 10 p.m. Eastern for about an hour and a half hour. We'll see how it all goes, right? You know, we'll play it by ear. Mikhail is here. I don't know if he'll say hi. Hi, Mikhail. Hey, buddy. What's up? I don't know if you could hear that, but he is lazy. Anyway, that's going to do it for me. I got to get to cleaning. So hope you guys are having a great weekend, and I'm wishing you the best on this Super Bowl Sunday. I was about to sign off, but I'm like, you know what? Let's get into a little football talk, right? I think my first ever podcast that I did on the Patreon was me basically just breaking down, like not breaking down like the football game, but literally breaking down emotionally because my team had lost the Super Bowl. I'm a big 49ers fan. I have been ever since I was like 7, 8 years old. I have never seen my team win the big game. I've seen them go to the Super Bowl 3 times, which is already quite a lot considering there are teams that have never even won the Super Bowl, let alone even gone to the Super Bowl. And so I feel very fortunate that my team, within waves, peaks and valleys of like, you know, moments of time where they are really good and then times where they're really bad. But those really bad times haven't really happened recently. That was more around like the middle 2000s. And then also again, just for a teeny bit around like the late, let's say 2015, 16, 17, around that time. Outside of that, things have been great. Last like near almost 10 years have been, well, since like 2019, I think I want to say, 2018, 19. Things have been really good. So it's exciting to watch. Obviously, I was very distraught, brought down, destroyed, obliterated when my team made it to the Super Bowl a few years ago. We got to overtime. There has only ever been 2 overtime games in the history of the Super Bowl. And then we lost. And it's not the most down I've ever been after a Super Bowl loss, because there have been other times where I was just like, I left the Super Bowl party. I didn't talk to anybody. I just went straight to sleep. I was so down. I then later on like would download those games and watch them, and then would just like hope that the ending would change. But no. Anyway, so there is none of that this year. My team was eliminated during the playoffs. So both the teams, I have no real like skin in the game in terms of who wins or loses or whatever. But if you are curious of my Super Bowl pick, I am thinking of leaning towards the New England Patriots. One, because I feel their story is better. The Seahawks, I hate them because they are rivals to my team. And also their quarterback happened to be our backup quarterback. So we kind of revitalized his entire, or rehabilitated that guy's career after he was given a second chance on the 49ers a few years back. So good for him, but I do not want to see him be successful in that way. I don't mind him being successful if he was on another team, but being on the Seahawks, that's a no-no. You can't do that. Not to my team. So also the game is being played in Santa Clara, which is where the 49ers play. They're playing in their stadium. The Super Bowl, it rotates between all like the really like good hotspots for this type of the year in terms of like a place where there'll be good weather. So they never play Super Bowls in like the Northeast, let's say, because of snow and all that. It's always kind of meant to be like, oh, it's a sunny place, it's going to be good weather, that sort of thing. So they're playing that this year here, which all year we were kind of hoping that, oh, it would be so great if the 49ers can make the Super Bowl, because then they basically would be playing at home. But unfortunately, that was not the case. Anyway, so again, I'm going to be pulling for the Patriots. I think Drake May and his whole story is really interesting. I'm not happy to see the Patriots win yet another Super Bowl, because they kind of were so dominant over the last 20 years, so I'm kind of done and over with that. But again, the lesser of two evils. So take that for whatever it's worth. Hope you guys have a great Super Bowl Sunday tomorrow. If you end up partaking in watching the game or being around a party or having family or friends or a loved one who enjoys the game, enjoy the halftime show with Bad Bunny. I am always in favor of supporting Spanish-speaking artists and that sort of thing, especially on a grand stage. It's awesome. But I'm going to be honest. If I heard a Bad Bunny song, I would not be able to tell you that was Bad Bunny. And two, I don't think I've ever actually heard a Bad Bunny song. I mean, I know that I have audibly heard them, but I don't think I actually have like heard one. I don't know the titles of the songs. That's just not like my genre of music. All for it. Know a ton of people at work who love Bad Bunny. So for, again, I hope everybody enjoys it. I'll be watching it. We'll see what happens there. I hope the commercials are fun. I have heard they're going to be pretty safe, which is kind of lame because we always like it when things get a little, you got to push the envelope, especially with so many eyeballs on the watching this cultural event. But hey, do what we can. Anyway, as mentioned prior, I hope you guys have a great weekend. For those who don't watch the game, you know, have yourself a lovely weekend, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, all of the above. That's going to do it for me. I got to get to this cleaning. So anyway, guys, take care. And as always, you'll hear from me soon enough. Take care and bye now.